Australia is facing bans from botanical museums around the world in response to the destruction of irreplaceable plant specimens from France by biosecurity officers. Australia's quarantine organisation says a review of the incident found that documents that came with the material didn't comply with import requirements, but also that the historic plants were incinerated before they should have been. Kerry State has the latest.
The collection of rare flowering plants was on its way to Queensland's Herbarium in Brisbane from the Museum of Natural History in Paris when it was incinerated by biosecurity officers in March. Michelle Waycott chairs the Council of Heads of Australasian Herbaria. She says the specimens date back to the mid-1800s and were the first type specimens of a species.
The material that they sent across, what's that sort of the equivalent of if we sent something over?
That would be the equivalent of say, material collected in the Flinders expedition going and them destroying those. So literally irreplaceable collections and of high historic and scientific value.
She says it's the second such incident in a matter of weeks.
A whole collection of specimens from Christchurch were destroyed coming into Canberra, and the New Zealand Herbaria have now banned sending any specimens to Australia.
The botanist, who is also in charge of the State Herbarium of South Australia, says she wouldn't be surprised if the French Herbarium followed New Zealand's lead.
They are very unhappy. I suspect that they're in the process of banning sending specimens to Australia now. They haven't said that officially, though, but that would certainly be my response if it was my herbarium this had happened to.
It's common practice for herbaria around the world to swap material to help identify and understand plant species.
We rely on sharing specimens from all around the world to be able to do our science, so it may have a major impact on our ability to do our research. The fact that it happened twice in a space of a couple of weeks and that they were two separate ports, two separate entry points, has us very concerned.
The Federal Department of Agriculture and Water Resources controls Australian biosecurity. It declined a request for an interview, but in a statement said the material from France, which arrived in January, was destroyed because the documents it came with didn't comply with Australia's biosecurity import conditions.
The accompanying documentation did not disclose required information, such as the listing of the specimens, botanical nomenclature, or whether the goods were preserved or not.
The recipient, the Queensland Herbarium, provided extra paperwork at the start of March, but the department says those documents also failed to meet biosecurity requirements, so it asked for more information. It was during this period that the collection was incinerated. The department's spokesperson says while it held the goods for 46 days longer than required, the plants shouldn't have been destroyed at that time.
The department acknowledges the significant value as a botanical reference collection and concedes the destruction of the specimen should not have proceeded while communication between the department and the intended recipient was ongoing.
The department told the ABC it was unaware of the second case involving the destruction of specimens from New Zealand and is investigating the matter.
Kerry State reporting.